beauty, attraction, and embodied sexuality with covenant honor. In this topic, we are turning to a subject that many Christian women feel deeply but do not always know how to talk about well: beauty, attraction, and embodied sexuality. For some women, this area carries confusion, shame, or fear. For others, it carries strong desire mixed with uncertainty. Some women have learned to hide their beauty. Others have learned to use it for attention or reassurance. But Scripture gives a better way. The Song of Songs shows that female beauty is not a mistake. Desire is not automatically dirty. Attraction is not the enemy. God made male and female, and He did not make womanhood as something flat, cold, or apologetic. A woman may enjoy being a woman. She may enjoy beauty. She may enjoy attraction in its proper place. She may receive her body as meaningful before God. But this goodness must be ordered. That is where covenant honor matters. Biblical sexuality is never merely about sensation. It is not about display for the public eye. It is not about using the body to manipulate, compete, or prove worth. It is not about offering oneself to be consumed. In Scripture, sexuality belongs inside truth, dignity, mutuality, and covenant faithfulness. The Song of Songs is passionate, but it is not random. It is delighted, but it is not disordered. It is embodied, but it is not degrading. This matters for confidence around men. A woman who does not know what to do with beauty often swings between extremes. She may try to disappear so she is not noticed, or she may feel tempted to build identity around being noticed. She may fear desire and shut down, or she may become overly shaped by male attention. Neither path produces peace. Christian formation teaches a woman to receive beauty with stewardship. That means she does not deny that beauty exists. She does not pretend attraction is unreal. She does not become ashamed that men may notice female beauty. But she also does not make her appearance into bait, performance, or power. A peaceful woman learns that beauty can be carried with dignity. That affects clothing, posture, tone, and presence. It affects how she enters a room, how she handles admiration, how she understands desire, and how she prepares for covenant. It also affects how she sees her own body. Her body is not a product. It is not a prop in the drama of male approval. It is part of her life before God. This course speaks of the woman as an embodied soul. That language is important here. A woman's beauty, sexuality, speech, mind, emotions, and calling all belong together. When these areas become fragmented, a woman often feels unstable around men. But when they are brought under Christ, she can become more peaceful, more discerning, and more alive. This does not mean every woman will have the same style, temperament, or story. Some women are naturally more expressive. Some are quieter. Some are healing from sexual shame. Some are healing from sexualization. Some are preparing for marriage. Some are serving faithfully while single. But all need the same deeper formation to receive their womanhood as gift and to place desire under wisdom. The Song of Songs wife helps us here because she is not ashamed to delight in covenant love. She is not reduced to an object. She is present. She is responsive. She is beautiful. She is beloved. This is not worldly womanhood. It is womanhood under divine design. So the aim is not to become invisible, and it is not to become provocative. The aim is to become ordered. A woman can be attractive without being self-objectifying. She can be feminine without being performative. She can be warm without being suggestive. She can prepare for covenant without feeding disorder. As you reflect on this topic, ask yourself, have I learned to receive beauty with peace, or have I lived in shame, fear, vanity, or confusion? Christ does not call you to less truth about your embodiment. He calls you to more truth, more order, and more joy. In the next video, we will look at what not to do. We will examine four common distortions: shame, vanity, seduction, and confusing attraction with identity.